Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Friday, April 11th, 2014. We are lucky enough to have a sponsor on this evening, which we're looking forward to very much. Jay is with us again. Before Ron comes on, if you'd like to open up the picture of the light being, which can be found at creationlightship.com, just click on the picture of the light being, enlarge it as much as you can on your screen, and then Ron will come online and clear us all a bit first from our work week, since it's a Friday, and then activate the light being with peace energy. So I'll welcome Ron on first. Hello, Ron.
Hi. So let's start the program off here. Let's get rid of some of the, maybe situations, energies from the week here, if you have anything that's bothering you. You must think of something to have it cleared. Here we go. So releasing whatever that would be. So one, two, three, four, and five. And bring up the light beam. We'll energize the light beam for you. Bring in peace energy to your room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, and I'm going to just welcome Jay on the call tonight, or on the show. Hello, Jay.
Hi, Ann. Hi, Ron.
Welcome.
Welcome to
you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sponsoring the show again.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. So much to talk about. Where to begin? You know, what I was thinking is maybe we could kind of do an overview, and especially since I have a really good friend listening to the show tonight who's new to CLS, Creation Lightship. And I was thinking about doing an overview, and what I'd like to do first is kind of say my understanding of the human condition, shall we say, and then maybe Ann, you and Ron could add to that or clarify anything if I'm off a little bit. So,
sure, no problem.
I think that's a wonderful idea, Jay. Sure.
Okay, so because I've been on, quote-unquote, the spiritual path for decades, literally, and it hasn't worked, i.e. my life. But I'm sincere and serious is the point. I'm always really looking for what will work. And until I started doing the clearance 2 months ago now with Creation Lightship, I wasn't really seeing the tide turning in my favor, and it is now. I'm having wonderful things happening. I'm being more heart-centered, i.e. out of my mind, which is where I'd like to start with this overview idea. So, because I've asked myself, just like the beginning of the movie Matrix, you know, where they go, you know something's wrong. You don't know what it is, but you know something's really wrong. And I've been wondering, you know, why do we keep having wars, thousands of years of wars and famine, and this is like, what is the deal here? What's the missing piece to the equation? And thank you, Ron. Thank you for having the courage to come forward and say the things you've been saying, because it has connected dots together for me in a way that I go, well, yeah, you know, this kind of makes sense. And that is, we've been invaded. We've been invaded by aliens that we can't see with our physical eyes, and they are implanting us with programs, and who knows what else, but mental programs. I remember a few years ago, I got to this place where I went, you know, especially the Western mind. I go to third world countries and stuff and travel, and they're happy there. They're happy. You know, people go, oh, they don't have any money or anything, but they're happy. Anyway, at one point I was looking at the it's like the Western civilization, the Western mind has this mental virus. And so now I can go, yeah, it's been implanted by these proactive aliens that are continually finding ways to keep us trapped in our head and out of our heart. So, maybe I could comment about that so far.
Yep, you got it. Yeah, that's what's happening. Maybe those other countries, maybe being third world, they don't have all the mass media and everything else, so they're probably happier because they don't tune into situations to activate stuff in their DNA to be used. That could be a possibility. Boy, the more I look at this stuff, you know, as we start investigating the alien agenda here, it just it's kind of mind-boggling what they can do, because once you realize that they're in control of time and they can alter time, change time, stop time, and then also alter you or do something to you when you're turned off, that gets to be pretty mind-blowing. So, but the whole thing is, how do you avoid that? What's the secret, we'll say? What's the cure? And the first thing is to get out of the emotions, because they like your emotions. If you're in a lot of pain, then, you know, do a pain body clearing. But get out of the emotions for sure, and then start to do the mind-to-heart drop to stay more peaceful. And if you're more peaceful, then they may not want you, because they want you to react to something. And in that reaction, like you talked about wars, well, they can do that. They can bring forth DNA or just put stuff in you to make you to not like somebody else, okay? And that could also be like propaganda. Boy, you know, it gets to be a lot of stuff going on that we know nothing about, and people react to it, and then all of a sudden that puts people into the fear base, and that gives the aliens more of a chance to get your energy. So they just take your energy, amongst other things. But if you just look at it as like a new listener, you know, people don't understand about flat-bottom clouds out there. You know, if you get an old movie, they're normally a puffy cloud, like a cotton ball, and now they're flat on the bottom. And you go, well, yeah, maybe the wind is doing that. Well, we had wind, you know, in the 60s and 50s going back. So right away you'd know that there's something happening that's a little different. So that's the whole thing, and we're living in this timeline of holograms. So what timeline are you on? And are you on a timeline of peace? Hopefully you would be, but most people are not. And so then that timeline creates your reality because of your past mindset. Remember, everything that you're dealing with in your life is from the past. The past is here to haunt you. And so as you tie more into the past, and if you don't do clearings to get yourself out of that situation, emotional stuff, fear, anger, whatever it is, then you're going to be on more timelines experiencing, you know, probably a pretty awful life. And a lot of people don't want to release control. And they see somebody as peaceful, they go, well, how can this person be peaceful if they're not really in control of their life? They just think that somehow the person is like airy-fairy, and they don't care about too much, and you got to be really, really serious. And you just want to be peaceful. Once you become peaceful, then you start to catch on to what's happening. So do you have anything to add, Anne?
No, just that I think it's really good to be going over this, as distressing as it is in some ways, but I think it's important, especially for new listeners. And also it's distressing, but also, as you've said, you are giving us the tools to free ourselves of it. And to be aware is such a gift, because when I think of when something goes wrong or I know I've been attached or attacked in some way, I'm just so grateful that at least I know that's happening and that it's an energy from outside of me, and then I can control it better.
Well, and you know, all the New Age teachings is like everything that happens to us is our creation. We're creating everything, which gets to be a really loop-de-loop because of, Anne, what you just said, because then the New Age teaching would go, well, if you're experiencing that, you're creating it, being attacked or whatnot. And I tried that for years, and it never got me free. And for me, really recognizing that this mind stuff is, it's like a minefield with booby traps all over the place. I was just with somebody. We were doing some chores together, and a couple of times I slipped into no time. I was doing the heart drop, whispering to myself, counting down and lower, taking my consciousness down to my heart. And a couple of times I just was in no time, and she freaked out. What's wrong with you? You look like you're drunk. What are you doing? and I wasn't doing anything overtly. But, you know, it's like the whole society here has gotten so conditioned to be in the mind all the time, to be analyzing and doing whatever, that what's that expression, prison planet? It's like there's this prison everybody's in, and it's their mind. And no one even knows that they're doing it. And if they do, that there's a way out. And there's some kind of huge program, like master program running, I think, that if you even mention to people that aliens are doing things, it's like immediately, like, you know, what's that monopoly? You know, no pass, go straight to jail. You're crazy. Oh, you're just crazy. And I think all these mass, these murders that are happening and things, I think all of that is being caused because people got implanted with all this programming, and they did it. And what's, for me, a real sign that something's fishy about it is the fact that nearly all of them kill themselves at the end. It's like just part of the program. Take out the evidence and scare everybody so we can justify having a police state.
Right.
So, yep. Just so you not be right, though, Ann.
Well, yeah, it's not right, but...
No, yeah, so... well, let's talk about the heart-to-mind drop, because I think that's, for anybody that's a new listener or has not had that experience, that, like for me, when I first, fortunately, I got to see Ron live when I first got started, which has been 2 months ago, February 8th or so. And so live, I could really observe Ron and whatnot, and even though there's like these alarms going off in my psyche minefield when the word alien would come up or whatnot, it all made sense. But the point I'm getting to is like it's through the experiences I've had that I've continued to use the tools on the website, and I've gotten free. I mean, my business is thriving. I'm happy, you know. So anyway, the mind to heart drop, my understanding is and tweak this, Ron, if need be, and you too, Ann, is that, like, we take our awareness, I'll speak for myself, where it normally is in my mind and behind my eyes, say, and then count down from 10 to 1, and while counting, concentrate on it going down like it was an elevator going down, all the way down into my heart. And then from there, I can command my spirit to be in my body. And I like what you said, Ann, on those writings you showed me today. I command my spirit to be in my body, and I increase my life energy now. Which just saying it is transformational.
It is.
So let's do a heart drop, Ron, for okay. People that can participate. Oh, and the other part to it is that saying it out loud. That's why I mentioned before when I was with this friend of mine doing some chores, I was whispering under my breath. And why is that, Ron? I mean, is it why exactly?
Okay, yeah, well,
is it
we
so important?
We got two different places. Basically, we live in our mind. Well, everybody thinks a lot. And you can think all you want, but nothing gets done, you know, physically, mm-hmm. right? But you can, mm-hmm. you know, think off your problems and everything else. And, you know, you're not going to be able to be here present to do something. So you have to command your spirit because you have to kind of wake it up. Just think of it as something that's sleeping because you don't normally work with it. It's trying to work body to be with you. And it does do that when you're in the moment. When you're enjoying what you're doing, then time stops. So if you've ever had time stop for you and you're doing something, well, that's just because, you know, you're in moment with your spirit when time stops. But you must command your spirit to take those thoughts because you want to have it do something with them. So you take the thoughts that normally are kind of the mind chatter that you'd be having, the theme of your life that day or something, and you drop it into your heart, and then it kind of gets neutralized. Can you go back into those thoughts again? I imagine you probably could if you want to try to materialize it in your mind, we'll say, or bring it forward. But once you become peaceful, then you decide or think, well, gee, I don't want to go there anymore. You know, why should I go there? Because you're not getting, all you get in is frustration or whatever you're dealing with, anger, fear, you know, any of the emotions that you have, because that mind wants you to run those emotions, mind energy. So you just command your spirit out loud. We'll do it now. And I count from 10 to 1 because it's very easy for people to do this. Think of an elevator dropping down. And at that point, when you hit 1, your thoughts that you have are in your heart. And then you do it about 4 or 5 times. When I do it at the expos, I can feel people, you know, the maybe doing it the second time, most people are probably in their hearts. But I may do it maybe 5 or 6 just to make sure everybody out there had that experience. When you tell people to think, they look at you, and they don't know what to think because they're not thinking. And they got this strange look on their face. I like watching people when I do that because they kind of smile. They go, geez, I got relief for the first time in my life, especially for the ones who have never done this before. But when you meditate trying to get into peace, you're still going on some kind of trip someplace, you know, in your head, or in the beyondo on the astral plane or wherever, you know, that person doing the guided meditation is taking you. Or you can count your breath, and, you know, that's one way, but, you know, all this stuff is so time-consuming. Oh, and so this only takes 15 seconds, and you can ride a bicycle, you can drive your car, do whatever you want, because you're in the present moment, and you're still living life here, where when you meditate, normally take your sacred space, wherever that is, class, or, you know, event, and they do this meditation group. You know, you're taking a lot of time. Why not just do it instantly? Plus, you're connected to your spirit. And who says you're connected to your spirit just because you go to a meditation group? They may be bringing in entities, and you think entities are talking to you as your spirit. So, you know, when you command your spirit, then you're in full control of what's going on. So here we go. And this anybody can do. Just say it out loud. It's very simple. Commanding your spirit to take your thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. And here we go. So we'll do it for you. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And now you're in your heart. And what happens when you're in your heart, when you're out of time, you don't always remember what's going on in your life. You can still function in the moment. You don't have any back history of it. So you do need to get a day planner. The more that you do it, the more that you're at peace. And you may notice that the time is flying by and, you know, you're very peaceful, but maybe you wanted to do an appointment or something and you're disconnected from time, so you're not in linear time because you're there out of time with your spirit, and then you're off of timelines. Right away, you don't have all this distraction of timelines coming to you, and you can have full focus in the moment on what you're planning to do, and that's who you manifest from. Oh, I guess, do you have anything to add, Ann?
No, just that I would remind people, because I've helped people and taught them this, even people who are not connected to Creation Lightship or have not done a healing, and it works instantly. And then people will say, well, how do I, you know, keep it up, or how do I learn to manifest? And the practice is so important, because the more I did it, the more I got out of it. So you need to just not give up and keep doing it until you really can get your messages to and from your heart center instead of your brain. And it takes a little practice, but then it happens.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, probably shouldn't even say that, because I'm sure there are many people who get it right away. It took me a while. So if you find it's taking you a while to converse with your spirit through your heart center, then just keep practicing.
And even the conversing doesn't make any difference, because you are in the moment. Some people try to find their spirit, try to communicate to it, and it's just being present. It may not even have any words for you. It's waiting for you to do action so it can you know, function, look out of your eyes and stuff. So that's the way that kind of works. So back to you, Jay.
Okay. So, yeah, I want to comment on, Ron, when you were saying that once you're in that place, you may need a day timer and things, because, you know, and part of my objective in having this conversation we're having right now is to really free people like myself that are so ensnared in the New Age metaphysical system. Because I'll tell you what my knee-jerk reaction was to the idea that I could not be in my head all the time and I could be in my heart, which is like, oh, well, nothing would ever happen. I have to be visualizing it. I have to be making it happen, you know, i.e. mentally making it happen, which, you know, that's never worked, no matter how many workshops I've gone to. But things are working for me now, and this is what I want to explore here. What I'm finding is that when I'm in my heart, there's a quality of, I don't even want to use the word visual, imagining, that's exciting. It's in the moment. Time really stops. There's no time, and I'm getting more and more where I can, it's like a particular flavor, more and more where I can really sense that that's a purity of my heart speaking, and those things, I do it once and they happen in my life. I feel like I've gotten out of the edge of a limb here. I mean, give me some feedback, guys. I mean, is this accurate? Yes, that we can.
Yeah.
We can still manifest our intentions, but by doing it from our heart, it has a whole different set of parameters to it.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about mentalizing of your idea or something. A typical person, and this is what, you know, we have the psychic billboard on the website, and you're using that a lot of times to create your reality in the moment. Then you check it and see how people are responding to you, because you're changing your consciousness and being in the moment by changing that particular billboard. Then you see how people respond to you, and they're going to be in time. But you stop time to program what you want, in a sense. Remember, you're using a dark side system of programs, just like you have on your computer. Is one program better than the other? Well, one might be newer on your computer, could be more technology, but the other one can still work. So it's not as if you're trying to reinvent the wheel, you know, by doing a psychic billboard, by making a better billboard, or finding a better program. So I'll get back to now manifesting. So what happens is when you're in the moment, all the blocks that you would normally have, remember, you have mental blocks, and you're on mental timelines. So you could be out on 500 different timelines dealing with, we'll just say, trying to make money. And, you know, you have all of your ideas. I'll make it simpler. Let's just say that somebody comes up to you and say, you know, I'm going to give you some, we'll say that you're 10 years of age, right? And they say, okay, you know, I'm going to give you, you know, a container of orange juice and a bunch of glasses. You can put it outside in front of your house, and you can see if you can make some money at that. So a young kid would go, wow, this is great. Oh, you know, how are you going to promote that? I would imagine if you have traffic, you know, you could put a sign up. Maybe you might want to have somebody out on the street, you know, what's a sign, you know, to go over here to that house. Maybe you might have some given free samples, but there's a lot of different ways that you can make money just by having that, by giving it to you. So what you have now that's given to you is yours to begin with. That is your particular energy and what you wish to manifest. But how do you get people to come in to buy that from you, okay? So when you're in your head, you might think of 10 ideas on how to promote your product. Well, when you're in source energy, there's no limitation. Now you're putting out energy all around you in source energy, which is the main foundation of everything. Everybody's body responds to source energy. So you're actually communicating to everybody around you with source energy. Remember, you know, you don't necessarily need their spirit to come to you. You want the body. You want the body to walk up. The spirit could walk up outside of the body, but it's not going to do you any good because it doesn't have any money to spend, okay? Your body does. All of a sudden, you become more likable. Maybe people see you and they go, wow, this person's emitting some energy. They may not say it out loud or even think it, but the body's going to go, boy, I want to get a little part of that. I want to rub some elbows with that person, you know. I like that. And they may come over, and if you're, you know, selling your little lemonade or orange juice or something, they may buy it from you, not even knowing why.
Why?
Just because of what you're emitting. So when you're in source energy in the moment, everybody's going to respond to you. Otherwise, you're in the mind energy, and now you have your own way of how things are going to come to you, and it may not ever come that way, you know? That's the difference, and that's how you manifest. You manifest in the present moment, and at that point in time, on the timeline, this is where you are, and then you don't have all those obstructions coming to you, too, because you're not on an alien timeline that's going to probably sabotage you. You're in source energy, and our bodies respond to source energy. That's probably the best way that I could describe and explain how you manifest. Because you're emitting source energy out of yourself from your spirit, and you're in the present moment, and just looking at it another way. Everybody wants peace. Oh, they may just come over to you because they want to feel your peace energy because they don't have it. They're lacking that, okay? And now they see the orange juice or the lemonade. They go, oh, it's a quarter? I'll take one of those. You know, and that's the way it works. And things happen instantly. And you don't even have to figure out why. It just happens. How's that sound, Jay?
Yeah, that's it, that not having to figure out why. And while you were talking, you were talking about being on a timeline. It's like more and more I'm seeing, you know, timeline sounds kind of nebulous. Like, what does that mean? And more I'm seeing it. It's like this railroad track that we end up getting on, and off we go. And the timeline's in control of our body, and our spirit rides along in our body, and we're not in control of what's really happening in our life, and the mind is riding on the railroad track, trying to steer it, and it's going the way it's going to go, and that's it. But more positively, when you said the word source, I felt that shift. I felt this electric current flowing through me, and I settled into the peace, no timelines, and it's like in that peace, it's like, well, I don't need to strategize out how things are going to happen. Anything I want in the moment will be there when it's thought of. That's the
good.
Ultimate. Yep. Yeah, that's the ultimate freedom. Because
And the dark side copied the way the light works. So everybody's used to using the dark side energies. And then you say, well, how does that work in the light? Well, it's the same process, just that you're in the present moment. You don't use the mind energy. That's kind of the way it works. So you're using everything around you to be drawn to you in the present moment without having the constraints of timelines and stuff on you.
Right.
Also, you could go out and manifest on a timeline if you choose to, but you want to be on the source energy in the now. So you can be transmitting in the now all the time what you want to have occur in your life. You could just call that the source timeline of being in the now, and that is going to come to you also. So you may have something that you're dealing with, a situation, and you're on a lot of these timelines, and you go, man, driving me crazy. I can't get out of this timeline. I wake up, but I'm in fear of this or something like that. And then all of a sudden you go, you know, I've been there, done that. You know, my whole life theme is this for the last 20 years. And, you know, I think it's time for a change. And then you go, wow, I heard about timelines. I'm on all these timelines for the last 20 years. And I'm causing myself all this friction and problems. And, you know, I'm believing, you know, what I'm thinking because that's my self-fulfilling prophecy, you know. You know, whatever I do, the same result happens because the timelines are controlling you. Get out those timelines, your timeline crashing. And then you get in the source energy in the now on the timeline that you want to create because you are, you know, living here in time, but you can live out of time in time. It gets kind of confusing to talk about this. But, you know, that's kind of what happens is you're in peace. So if I use the word that you're in peace and you manifest things from peace, then it's much easier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, back to you, Jay. Unless you have something to add, Ann.
No, just that I'm just getting deeper and deeper understanding of all of this very recently. Oh, and I don't want to derail Jay's next question, but I'm wondering if I might be feeling this more strength of manifesting, and Jay might as well, because of the Earth Spirit and the power that we have on the planet now.
Good point.
Yeah. Since the Earth Spirit was changed out, I think it's going on 2 weeks this Saturday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, the old Earth, the original Earth Spirit, the one that was here, that left, and then it came back for about, let's say, a month or two, whatever. It started getting diluted, too. So somehow there's a problem with it, and not with it, but just the way, whatever happened. So anyway, so we got it out of here, took it out, and brought the new one in. It's here, and it doesn't somehow relate that much, if at all, to alien programs, which is a very good thing. So it's here, and it's looking at its creation, because it had, in a sense, take over the blueprint that was brought forth from the other Earth Spirit that was here. So it's probably, looking at its creation with its original blueprint, and it's comparing it to the other one that's here, and it's naturally there's a lot different in it. But aside from that, it cannot be controlled like the other one could be. Let's just use that term. It cannot be politically correct, but it's here, and it's changing the reality here of the planet because it's now in control. In a sense, the Earth here, is kind of what I kind of perceive is the darkness. It's right next to the darkness, so it's right on the border, okay? And this is the border town, the border planet. And the dark side comes in. I've had times where I had to actually take the Earth and move it back into light because it was kind of like getting pulled out slowly. Maybe it might take a month and it'll be like 10% out. And you wake up that morning, you go, man, this really feels kind of goofy, What's going on? My body doesn't feel right here. And you go, oh, the darkness took the planet and started slowly taking it into darkness. So I'd push it back into the light, take me maybe an hour to do sometimes, it'd be longer, and then all of a sudden, instantly, it shifts. So this is like the border planet. Hopefully there will never be any manifestation here of this process where they have something on the border of light and dark, we'll say, just kind of making it visual for people. But anyway, the newer spirit is can hold its energy much better than the other one. And I don't think it's corruptible whatsoever.
So, let's talk about how the light duplicates things and tricks people, i.e. false prophets, say, or whatever, How does that work again?
I think you meant to say that the darkness, you said the light, but I know you meant darkness. How does the darkness trick people?
Yeah, how does the darkness trick? Something about if there's something that's really source light, the darkness can take that and make an image of it, I guess, and then push it out or put it in people's energy field, and they think, oh, that's a good thing, but it's really this trick. Is this correct, Ron? Am I saying it correct?
Yeah, we have the darkness just replicated everything in the light and recreated it with the program. So source energy, using the term light, source energy of light, it gets a little confusing because a lot of people think of light and white light, and they'll think of white light might be connected to a white light timeline, which could be of darkness. So source energy, we'll just say it's peace, and in peace there's no such thing as time. There is no remembrance from the past. You never made mistakes. You just create in the moment, and whatever happens, happens. And the next moment is another creation. Now, in darkness, they gave you, in the body sphere, they gave you DNA. They gave you a memory, right? of your mind to remember your past. So naturally, you can't get out of your past because they gave you a past, and they also gave you another way of looking at stuff for the future. And so now you're dealing with a non-reality in the future, creating timelines which normally are associated to your past. So it gets to be very interesting to watch how the light of the darkness works. But they just copied everything. And from there, you think you're doing the right thing because it makes sense to you. And it would make sense in light, but when you make sense of it in light, it just, okay, that's all right, that's good. And been there, done that, and you start the next moment. Where on the light of the darkness, they hold you to a program which is attached to you, so you never get rid of your past. In fact, if everybody thinks right now how you were when you woke up for the first couple hours that you're awake, I'm trying to find mine, and I just don't see it. I know that I had to do some healing this morning, but I don't have much of remembrance at all of what happened. In fact, I don't even know what I talked about 5 minutes ago. I'm in the moment. And so I'm not taking what we talked about, trying to regurgitate it and rethink it and analyze it. I'm just in the moment, and what you're hearing me talk about is what I'm talking about. I have a little different reality. So if you look at the darkness, I've given you a program, given you everything that your ancestors thought, that now is put upon you. You now are probably going to be experiencing it. And to find something brand new in that, you're probably not going to do that because remember, you have all those thoughts of your ancestors. Are you going to be able to find a clear space in all those pages of information and all that data bank? Man, that hard drive is filled and you've probably got extra hard drives attached to you. There's no more space. So you're probably not going to be able to be in peace because all the stuff running through you is actually your body's trying to get it out of it. It's trying to get these energies out of the body. So it's killing your body, all these thoughts. Like I said, your body will kill itself to get well. Once you really understand what that means, you're going to say, geez, you mean the judgments that I had when I got upset with somebody, when I read this book and I believed it, when this, that, and the other, you want to be in the moment.
Because all that got recorded in the body, and the body wants to get rid of it?
The body has to get rid of it to live longer. Otherwise, one of those thoughts is going to kill you. Blocked energy. So if you just think of like water going down a stream, initially it was perfect, no obstructions. Now as you start thinking about something, you just throw another rock in, another rock gets put in. And then eventually, the stream is not running very good, and it might even be blocked off, like a blood clot, we'll say, in one of your veins. Well, that's probably blocked energy. How is it going to manifest in you? Nobody knows. No, but your body wants to get rid of that blocked energy, so it will and can communicate to your spirit and then communicate to your soul family and set yourself up to have an accident. Hopefully you're going to catch on to it. Remember, whatever happens to you that's a physical condition, I'm probably 99% correct here. So you've seen it in other people. You've experienced it, but maybe not at the same degree that you have experienced it when it's really a bad thing. And then all of a sudden, at first it's like, maybe I shouldn't do that, and you ignore that warning sign because your body's saying, well, this is what can happen to you. And you get it as a mental thing, like, oh, wow, But you never clean it out of your body. And then eventually, maybe that big 2x4 hits you over the head. You have some kind of problem, accident or something, and you go, wow, I wish I would have known because I had all these signs of it. So if you happen to see something happening in your life, maybe 3 times within a week or less, for whatever reason, I don't know why 3 is the magic number, but if it happens 3 times, the 4th time, you're going to probably get whacked. And so you better sit yourself down and stop and say, what do I need to know here, okay? That's the whole process. And you may just see it outside of yourself. Let's say you saw 5 car accidents in a couple of weeks. You go, wow, what's this about? Well, hello, that's on your doorstep. It's going to happen to you more than likely. So you got to, you know, keep aware of what's happening, because it's a program running. They're just setting you up for the program. You're viewing or previewing, because you're in the past at that point, and you're previewing your past reality of an experience, because everyone that you have builds upon the next. And now you have this big charge on it, your arc field, saying, I want to have a car accident because I've seen all these situations, and I want to, you know, get this blocked energy out of me. My body's going to die from something like this here, or could even die in the car accident. So it's really afraid of having this, but it knows that it needs to go through it to release the blocked energy. And that's how things get set up, through your spiritual contracts, the agreements. But, you know I'm going a little bit off on a tangent here, but the whole thing is, you want to be in the now. Get out of all that stuff. Why are you tormenting yourself? I'm peaceful. Get in the present moment, and everybody's searching for peace. And you can do it in 15 seconds.
Well, you can do it in 15 seconds, maybe, depending upon how clear you are. Because, like you give an analogy, if you're loaded with data to the point you got backup hard drives all over the place, you know, it's not going to be that maybe noticeable of a shift into peace because so much stuff is screaming.
That can be possible with a really, really big issue, yes. But you can still get into computing, find it.
Okay. Well, let's talk about debt, because along this line of this conversation about timelines and stuff, I've been thinking about why financial debt, why our whole culture is in debt. Everybody's in debt, the government, people. And what do you think that is? What is
you're looking for something outside of yourself, and you're trying to buy happiness or peace. You're trying to buy peace, so you're working yourself to death to find peace. And the things that you're buying is what you're using to fill that void in your life, and it will give you peace because you calm down those timelines, okay? And then another one starts up.
So if I could, I'm speaking for myself in regards to debt, so if I could stay totally in the moment, I wouldn't end up creating debt to try to solve the issue of being out of the moment?
Yeah, I could. Yeah, that's probably correct. It's a little hard to describe that. Plus, it's getting close to tax time, and so a lot of people could be a little irritated from that, possibly, or be stressed anyway. You know, the stress can turn into many things. Is it fair, or whatever else people talk about, you know? But if you get into peace, then you will realize that you will be better off in peace, maybe doing your calculations, and it will be because you're not attached to it. Another way of talking about it, let's just say that you're driving your car, and all of a sudden you go by a location, or you have to stop for some reason. We'll say that a train's going in front of you. Okay, so you have to stop because the train is going across your road. That might be hard for people to understand in the big cities, so they probably don't exist anymore, but we'll just say that's the thing. And the train's making all that noise of the wheels going across the track, and, you know, they're blowing their horn, you know, at the intersection where the cars are and stuff. And you might go, man, that thing's awful. I don't like all that noise. Well, that means you got a noise problem. You have a situation, unless it's really hurting your ears, okay? So we'll just say that you hear it, you don't like it, because you don't want to hear that loud noise, but it's not really harming you, but it's loud, but it's noisy. So all of a sudden, you get upset. Well, that means that you have now put your T-shirt on with the bullseye on it, you know, and you're now resonating to noise, which means you have a blockage in your body. And so that noise comes to you. Your body goes, I got a program in me where I hate noise. Maybe it was standing, in some past life, genetically anyway, and maybe you're next to some kind of cannon that went off and you saw people get killed. So you don't like to hear the noise of the cannon going off, and now this lifetime it's because you're hearing the noise and you're actually, your body's remembering watching people get killed, okay, with this big cannonball or something. But you don't know that, but you just don't like the noise. So you want to release that out of you, so the noise goes through you. So if you look at everybody as like, you know, how do they look? Are they crystal clear on the inside? Does stuff go through them, or do they get stuck? If it gets stuck in you, it's like you're talking about, you know, maybe being in financial debt, we'll say, then, you know, you're bringing forth everything that, you know, you probably are trying to get yourself out of. So you're trying to buy your way out of something, right, which satisfies you. It does plug that hole. But then maybe a couple of days later, you go, wow, you know, now I'm in debt for this year. Like I say, if you'd like a new car, you go out, you know, and you're driving your old car, and a new one comes by, and you go, wow, that car is really nice. I like that. Okay, well, what does that mean to you? So go to the dealership and put your hand on that car before you buy it and say, what am I missing? This car gave me something. Remember, after you have the car and you take the energy out of that car to give you what you initially wanted to buy it for, then you don't want it anymore. People get divorced. It's the same process. So you're using the energy. You get it sucked out into you. And then from there, you know, maybe after a month of that car, you go, I don't know, it kind of has a squeak here. My older car had better seats. This one, the seat isn't too good, but it looked good. So I kind of, you know, thought, well, I'll kind of like this uncomfortable seat or something. Or maybe the seat belt's too tight and the old one was maybe a little bit worn out and it felt great on you. And the new one might be, you know, twisting in a different way because, you know, it's a new car, you know, whatever. But, you know, that's what happened. So you're buying stuff outside of yourself to fill a gap that you're missing inside. And so that's probably why everybody's in debt, because they keep searching and searching for more and more things to satisfy what they're missing.
Which is the dark side,
the self-fulfilling prophecy. So you have to have more and more and more and more.
Hmm. Well, let's tie this in with talking about being multidimensional, because what I would say is missing for me when I think something outside me is going to satisfy me is I'm not in my heart. A minute ago when we were having that conversation, and Ron, when you said the word source energy, it was like this electrical shift happened for me, and I was like in the electric field of source, and there I was, didn't want anything. And I realized that, and if I did, it would be there. So there was no striving for it. It kind of dismantled the whole mechanism that thinks I have to think things to make them happen. But back to what we're saying now is that these different timelines that I can see I've been on, that when I'm not satisfied. I'm never satisfied in those timelines because I'm not in my heart. I'm in this railroad track, this mental railroad track. How does that tie in with us being multidimensional? At first, when I first got involved, Rod, I was thinking that we got tricked into believing that we're multidimensional and that we have a past, i.e. the inner child and all these different things. And then later I heard it said that, well, actually we are multidimensional. So
okay, yeah.
Sort that out for me.
Okay, yeah. The dark side, whatever they say is a reality. That is all true, okay, in the darkness where you're living. Now, in source energy, it may not be true. Okay, so in source energy, there is nothing that is the same. Everything is a separate creation. Nothing attaches or cords each other. There's no entities, there's no energetic cordings. Everything is pure. And, you know, it's unique upon itself. Much like snowflakes, okay? Now, the multidimensional things, people somehow they trick the words on it, because in source energy you can go anywhere. And you can go, if you use the term Well, there's no such thing as dimensions in source energy, but some people like to think that there is because, you know, they look at people and they go, well, this person has it all in this lifetime, and, you know, I don't have it, so they must have moved up the ladder, and they're at maybe a higher frequency or higher dimension or something like that, a higher consciousness. Well, you know, in the darkness, all that is real. Whatever you want to believe and think, it will have a self-fulfilling prophecy to validate your experience, because you're experiencing something that is real to you. But in source energy, nothing of that even kind of works that way, because everything's in the present moment. There's no history. There's no past. Now, when you're in the darkness, then automatically you are a multidimensional being, because you're out on all these timelines. Living your past, you're living your future, you're living your present. And these are all timelines that you're experiencing at one time when you're living, okay? Where you are right now is where you're living, and all these things are still coming into play. So you are a multidimensional being.
In the dark.
No other timelines. You're just where you are in the moment. And so as you are a multidimensional being and all these multiple vast timelines, you bring all those energies to you. And that's what causes all your problems. And those can push buttons in you, activate your DNA and stuff, to cause you more of a problem. So in the darkness, that is all correct. In the light, it doesn't exist. But you're not always in light. You're not always in that peace mode. So that's the key, is to get into peace, and you go, wow, you mean, you know, I don't have to be frustrated with this here? Because if you are frustrated, then you have an issue there, and you have blocked energy. Like I said, that could kill you someday, so you want to get out of that blocked energy. Body knows about it, and your spirit also is going to experience whatever your body has experienced. So the densities that you have in your body is transferred onto your spirit. Of course people can't heal. There's no spirit energy in them to allow yourself to heal, because you're already contaminated your spirit with a lot of gunk, and when you need your spirit to really work to heal you, may not even be in that location of your body, because you judge the light, and when you judge, when you think, then you're judging the light, and all of a sudden, your spirit is now contaminated. How do you ask for your spirit to help you? It's going to do its best that it can, but if it's contaminated, it can't do much for you whatsoever.
It contaminated, another way of saying it, it's just not there, it's not present.
It's emotions. So your spirit will take on the emotions of you throughout your whole lifetime. Somebody's watched somebody who was about ready to die, they go, man, that spirit is awfully, you know, it's hardly even there. It's all, like, torn apart. It's fractured, has holes in it. Well, it's because the mind, through the emotions, created that energy, and your body reflects, you know, all your past conditions and situations, and so does your spirit. Then the darkness has to take your spirit and dust it off, try to remanifest it again to put you back into the next lifetime here so you can experience life and start over again, where they do the same thing to you on each lifetime.
So we're like the ever-ready bunny, a continual source of energy.
Yeah, they just charge your batteries, take them out, and put new ones in each lifetime, yeah. But the spirit is still eternal. But each time you have an incarnation, if you get abducted, which people do all the time, but, you know, each time are they taking a part of your spirit. That's what we talk about, the dung pile. But that might be another show.
That and ascension. So, because we're up now to the point of, okay, well, if this is the blueprint we're operating on ignorantly, then how do we ascend out of this?
Yeah, well, the light does the ascension at one particular time, whenever that's going to be, and then you have the chance to leave here. Until then, you're just going through an experience. Remember, if you're in the land of light, and you wanted to leave the planet here, and you go, okay, I want to leave now, I want to go somewhere else, you would just, your spirit then, which would not be contaminated, at full power, would just dematerialize the blueprint that it was in, which we'll say would be you, and zap, you're out of here. Well, that doesn't happen here. So you have to wait every 2,000 years because of what the dark side has done here. And I don't know when
so the key
has started or when that happened. You know, I don't have any information on that, just that this is what happens now. In fact,
so the key
person that talked about the energy of Jesus and the stories that they have had going back through cultures, he died. His name was, last name was Campbell. And he said, gee, every 2,000 years something happens. There's always some type of Messiah or Savior or something that kind of has a similar storyline. And well, that's because it's true. That's when ascension is.
And the key is to be clear and have enough of our spirit in us so that when that moment comes, we can vibrate out of here, ascend?
Is that in a sense, because the light's turned off, the light looks for light, and it gathers its light, like a kind of like a mother hen. And so hopefully the parts of you that you gave away through, I guess, I could use the word ignorance, I guess. It's better to be ignorant than it is to be stupid. So through ignorance, you gave part of yourself away because you went out and you had somebody do some healing on you or do something or do some chants or connect with some alien gods or whatever, and they liked a part of you and they took part of your way and they're using you because you're eternal. And they got a little piece of you running something out there. Maybe they're using that to create bodies of you, you know, on multiple timelines. And you're doing, you know, living a life that you know nothing about, but the energy is being transmitted to you down here. So I guess it'd be kind of complicated for a first-time listener. But once you realize that, yeah, man, I want to get, the whole thing is to be in the moment. So I can give you all this bad stuff, you know, and tell you all what's going on. And you might be getting, you know, weak behind the gills, you know. And you go, oh, geez, I don't know about this here. And, you know, I don't want to believe all this here, but yet I think it's true. And I'm getting kind of in the fear-based energy, and I don't know if I want to listen to the program anymore. Well, do the mind a heart drop. I'm just telling you what reality is. I can give you what reality is, because I don't live in this reality. Okay? So by not living here, I can see what's wrong with it, and I can see all this stuff. You think I like being here? Not especially, okay? I do like helping people, but other than that, I know that I would never come back here again. If I knew what I went through my lifetime here, and I was asked to come back, in fact, I actually like volunteered to come here. Nobody else wanted to come from the light ship to do what I'm doing here, except Princess Diana and a few other light beings that are not activated because they got taken over by darkness, we'll say in a sense, and they're probably out of here.
When they were still young.
What's that?
When they were still young, they got taken over.
More than likely, yes, they got stuck into mind energy. Yeah. You know, so that's what happens here. It's really hard to hold frequency, to hold source energy, because the darkness always is trying to, you know, take you out. You know, my life has not been easy, you know. Anyway, but, you know, I don't want to talk about myself. It's meaningless, you know. Like I say, in the old days, like 25 cents will get you a cup of coffee anywhere, you know. So I'm here just to try to help people to understand that, yeah, you need to get peaceful. So just think of everybody here did the mind a heart drop in your neighborhood or everybody at work. You said, hey, you know, this guy I heard on the radio, and he says, you know, you just command your spirit. And they may look at you kind of funny not knowing what spirit is, you know. And, you know, do this exercise here, 15 seconds. And then they go, wow, I feel peaceful. It always works. It always 100% of the time will work unless they're a clone, okay, or unless they're out of their body completely. So other than that... You know, we just talk about regular, ordinary people. They're going to be peaceful. And that's where you want to be. And all confrontations go away because you're not running a program, because you're now in the now, not running a program of darkness.
Yeah, it's getting more and more noticeable when... The difference is, one thing I had to deal with was realizing that, I mean, obviously I don't want to run a program that produces me being depressed and painful, but I've also, from listening to the archive shows and whatnot, realized that it's the same thing if I'm elated and happy. I mean, that's not really peace. That's just an emotional roller coaster is what it is. But
you go up and down, up and down, and
And then
since everything has to seek balance, you see, remember the law of cause and effect, right? You got to seek balance. Like that pendulum going from one side to the other, you know. So you're really happy. You're probably going to be drawing to yourself something that'll be sadness. You come into balance because everybody wants to be balanced, you know. Yin-yang symbol, you know. You want to be balanced, you know, on that line. So that, and then you're at peace. So you're going to go through all these experiences, one to the other, negative and positive, positive and negative. And whether it's happy or sad or whatever, it's still the same stuff. And you want to go to the very center to where you're non-reactive. So the whole thing is to become non-reactive to life, to be in peace. And you can still function there. And you can have a wonderful life by not being tied into things. Because when you have those programs running, plus the aliens are not going to necessarily take you on timelines to steal your energy when you're at peace. They don't want to be peaceful. They may want to be peaceful, but they need your energy. So they're going to just say, uh-oh, this one's at peace. Forget that person, you know. We'll find somebody else who's crying or who's laughing and giggling a lot, who's really, really happy, or we'll look for somebody who's in a lot of pain. That's who we need. We need to get that energy.
Free meal.
A free meal, yeah. And it gets worse.
So, you know, the thought that comes up for me right now is like, well, gee, isn't there some type of galactic peace force? I mean, it's like, of course, when I look at this planet, there's places in the Amazon jungle or whatnot where people do whatever they want to do and no one comes in and interferes with them. So I guess the same thing's true on a planetary level or on a galactic level that these aliens can come into the planet and do what they're doing.
Yeah, I remember, if you know about them or see them, then they're in duality too, because they're still out of source energy because they're in a duality situation. And then you have to look at it. So, like I say, as above, so below. So who's above them pushing their buttons, making them do something? You know? And so, if you look at some of the YouTubes, you know, you may actually even see alien ships out there flying around. I just saw one from NASA. Somebody sent me. I forgot who sent it, but thank you. And you see all these ships, you know, and you go, wow. Well, then if you start looking at them more and more, you're going to see the ship produce like a laser and take another ship out. And you're going to go, wow, what's going on there? Well, they're having battles, you know. So that's the whole process, as above, so below. So I don't perceive aliens coming down here to save the planet. It would be nice if they could, but, you know, how would they come here? You know, if they could come, what would they do, okay, if they're in non-judgment? So that's the process.
They'd leave. That's what they would do.
They would say, you know, this is not a good place to be. We're
have
polite,
fun.
Okay? You know, and I don't want to get stuck in this contamination. You know, I know you. You're my cousin. You know, goodbye. Right? You have to look at it that way.
Yeah.
So don't expect the aliens to help you, only because, you know, if you know about them, these different races, and chances are they're also in some type of darkness. May not be as much as you, and maybe they might get predictions of your future. That's kind of sad for me. I know Billy Meyer had predictions from the Pleiadians, I believe, you know. And they said, this is what's going to happen. And, yeah, I think most of the stuff happened. It's very sad that they knew about timelines, okay, knew about the future, knew about the programming. You see, people don't understand that. They think, oh, it's a prediction. This stuff could happen. Well, if these Palladians were so good and so nice, why don't they say, you know, we're going to put a stop to this here. We can see this timeline of your destruction, right? Oh. And you're going to have a lot of people get killed during this year. Instead, they say, well, this is the timeline you're on. Here's our predictions. It's probably going to come true. If you're on that timeline, member if you're on it. And so, you know, the predictions, a lot of them came true, I would imagine. And they saw that. So they're actually, you know, in bed with the darkness because they didn't help anybody here. If anybody ever lost one of their animals or a loved one and they died because of some condition that could have been maybe fixed, that's the dark side causing that problem. Huh. You know, I live out in the country and, you know, I see squirrels that got run over. Well, they're on a timeline to get run over. You know, I don't like that, or different types of things, or maybe a deer, or, you know, I've seen a bear a couple times, two bears I saw get hit over the years, and lots of deer. I mean, why? If they knew about that on a timeline, why didn't they come here and you know, change the reality? You know, they'd probably tell you in the darkness, being New Age metaphysics, well, that's your lesson. You know, who needs lessons?
Right. So these well, that's the other thing.
Sacrifice themselves because they need to have an experience for someone else to experience, and it's not going to be a peaceful experience for anybody if they hit a deer.
Oh. Yeah, I like this idea that we're not really here to learn things; we're here to create and have experiences.
Yep. Yeah. And then when you're in your heart, you have better ones. Because then there's no constraints to your experience. Like what you were talking about initially, your life's getting better, you know, because you're feeling more successful, whatever that would be to you. And it's because you're bringing more people to you who probably want to be successful and who may be wanting a product that you're selling or whatever you're doing because you're in the moment and they're resonating to you being in the moment because you have something that they don't have.
Mm. Oh, moment.
Hey, it looks like our time's, we're over a little bit here. So,
yes.
Yes, we went
thank
a little
BBS.
Long tonight. Thank you, BBS, and thank you, Ron, and thank you, Jay. Our next show will be tomorrow evening at the same time, 7 p.m., and it's Saturday night on the Lightship, so I hope you can all join us.
Do you wanna... I want to thank the people after us for allowing this, too, so thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I want to come on again, Jay, you know, next week. You know, once you come on, we'll continue on. You have some great questions.
Okay, good idea. We'll do.
Hey, thank you, everybody. Blessings. And we got our 8-hour call Sunday, getting rid of alien parasitic life forms out of people. So bye, everyone.
Bye, all.